multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. At night with Whistle Taxi App. When you need a taxi, just whistle. Classic hits.
Because I want to go to Robbie if I can, because obviously it's very important that we go to this particular situation. Robbie's actually up in Santry Lane at the moment, our reporter. Robbie.
No, thank you very much. Yes, we're broadcasting live outside the Metro Hotel, but as you've been told, the fire was actually in the apartments above the hotel. Now, the emergency service is here at the moment. We're actually behind the police cordon at the moment because for our own safety, we're about 100 metres away from the hotel itself. You can see it, obviously. It reminds me slightly of Greenfield that happened last year. We can see about four or five, maybe six of the apartments completely burnt out on, I'd say, about the 10th level up above where the hotel sign actually is. Now, above that again, there's about two apartments that are not on fire, but on the third one there is. And then on the far side, there's actually flames too. So it's actually spreading quite rapidly at the moment. Fire brigade stations, engines are here, and they have their fire brigades up on the ladders trying to distinguish the fire. But it's so tall up the particular hotel that it's actually not reaching it as much as it should at the moment.
It would be very difficult. I know the hotel exactly now that we're talking about. It's an unusual shape. I know the one. And so it's quite difficult to get anywhere close to the top of it unless you've got a very long ladder.
Of course. And the fire brigade are doing the best to try and get the water up onto the ladder there. We've asked people around the area, do they know about any casualties? Have the people got out? And there's no confirmed casualties at the moment. I even spoke to a member of the guard, Shia Connor, there, and she just got here, and she can't confirm or deny that anybody has gotten out of the apartment at this particular stage. But the ambulances and all the fire brigades are still rushing over to the scene, which, of course, broke about 40 minutes ago on social media. And that's where the news kind of broke, and that's, of course, where we broke it to you as well.
I mean, it's quite a windy night out there too, isn't it?
Well, not around this particular area where I'm standing. It's quite calm, which is very eerie, because the fire is raging, as you can see, from down here. And, you know, when the wind catches the fire, it spreads it dramatically. So we can see it on both sides when I'm not particularly standing, but the wind is not really kind of encouraging at the moment. But I say because of the apartments and what's on fire and all the material inside the apartments, that's actually given access to, you know, the height of the moment, what we can see here as well.
And it was a coincidence, actually, that on Sky News today, they happened to be talking about the Greenfields fire from last year in the UK. And you know, you're talking about, and I'm looking at the photograph here of it on fire online at the moment.
Absolutely. And, of course, if you do recall, about 5 years ago, there was a plane coming in from the Eastern European countries and actually talked to a particular hotel was the runway. So it could have been a drastically accident that happened many years ago about a plane hitting this particular hotel because the pilot got confused and thought it was the runway because, of course, as you know,
it's quite tall.
Airport is joined to
right
the hotel.
Absolutely.
But it's just so coincidental, as you said, that we're talking about the Greenfield fire today. And this particular fire, I don't think I've ever seen a hotel like this on fire the way it is at the moment. And we just hope to God the people inside get out safely.
All right. And the emergency services, how many fire personnel are there at the moment?
No, everywhere. Now, I'm over in the corner where the sign is with the Garda Síochána corner here. Well, I can see the massive big fire brigades with the ladders, the ones that you don't normally see. You see the kind of normal engines out?
Yeah.
Or kind of house domestic fires. But these are the biggest ones I've seen now in a long, long time. It looks like a major disaster here at the moment. There's fire brigades on every corner surrounding the hotel. And, of course, they're trying to keep the people away for their own safety in case something falls down from the hotel. But we're actually about 100 metres away from it. It's so ironic. You can actually see exactly what's happening here.
And I'm assuming all the guests of the hotel would have had to be evacuated as well.
They would have been. If I can get over to the other side and try and talk to somebody from the hotel, I will. But at the moment, I'm on the far side where you can see the sign of the Metro Hotel. So if we'll get someone from the hotel to give us correspondence, I'll definitely do that as well.
Is your blood boiling yet? Call Niall now. 1850-410-494. The Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits 4.